In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. With what, Gideon asks, shall I deliver Israel? How do I know that you are with me? He asks the Lord. And note well who it is who appears to Gideon. It is the angel of the Lord, that person in the Old Testament who is not a created angel, like unto Michael or Gabriel or Raphael, but this is the one who comes in the name and in the power of the Lord, for it is the name that he bears within himself. That is to say, the angel of the Lord who appears to Gideon and appoints him as deliverer of Israel is no less than the Son of God himself before he has taken on flesh of our flesh and bone of our bone. And as the eternal Son sends Gideon forth to deliver his people from the oppression of the Midianites and proves himself to him by signs and wonders, that same Son of God accompanies Paul and Barnabas on their various missionary journeys, Paul's various missionary journeys, accompanying the preaching of their word with signs and wonders. But you say, when was the last time somebody touched the rock and caused fire to come out and consume a sacrifice? When was the last time I saw the deaf made to hear, the blind made to see, or even the dead raised? Then I say to you, have you not ever seen and witnessed a child being baptized? Have you yourself not received holy absolution and the putting away of your sins as far as the east is from the west? Who here has not received for themselves and seen others receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins? And if you can answer yes to that, and I know that you can, then you have indeed seen the signs and wonders which accompany the preaching of God's word, as by his grace he calls men, women, and children from every tribe, language, and nation of the earth into his holy Christian church by grace, through the preaching of the gospel and the administration of the holy sacraments. Just as we cannot add or contribute in any way to our own salvation, so also then we do not add or contribute anything to the calling of the nations and to the church, and to the gathering of the elect. It is God who does so by his appointed means. It is God who does so by those whom he has appointed and sent to preach that word into all the world. Gideon was a mere man. Barnabas and Paul were mere men, and they demonstrated that a little earlier in Acts 14, to the priests of Zeus, that they were not gods come down, pagan gods, appearing as men, but they were in fact men of flesh and blood. But God has so appointed men of flesh and blood to bear his word into this world, that he may claim and gather for himself that which he did not sow, but that which he did indeed labor for, as he hung upon the cross, reconciling us to his Father, putting an end to the accusations of Satan and of the law. For we have been set free and set at liberty by the death of Christ. We are not required to keep the Mosaic law. We are not required to keep the ceremonial law, as though by these things we would gain and enter heaven. From one man, this corruption that is within us has been passed down from sire to offspring since Eve conceived and bore Cain and Abel. There has not been a righteous man born since, except for our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the angel of the Lord, eternal God himself, who has indeed taken on flesh of our flesh, and bone of our bone, and blood of our blood, to enter into this broken and dying world, that he may redeem us and reconcile us not only to his Father, but also to one another. And that is the preaching that goes forth from Jerusalem to Antioch and to Samaria, to Rome and to the ends of the earth, even to this place here today. The mighty works of God for our salvation. God working through the ordinary and the mundane, that he might make us to be not ordinary, not mundane, but the children of his kingdom, fellow heirs with him of righteousness in his Father's house, that we may eat and drink at his table and not have anything withheld from us for the sake of Jesus Christ. This is what God does for Jew and Gentile alike. This is what he was accomplishing through Gideon amongst the people of Israel in preparation for the incarnation of his Son, who has compassion, who is moved by compassion, the hurt, the very pain and pouring out of his insides in love for us, that he may feed us as we lack, that he may bind us up when we are weak, that he may heal what is destroyed and imperfect in us, that he may indeed raise us up from the dead like unto himself. It is not necessary to observe circumcision. It is not necessary to observe dietary rules and regulations. It is necessary to feast on the body and blood of Jesus Christ. It is necessary to hear his word, to receive his baptism unto eternal salvation. These are the things which God has given for our sake. And if you look at them, you notice who is the actor, who is the doer in all of these things. It is God in Christ. We simply are the recipients. We receive from his gracious and beneficial hand. Maybe it seems out of the ordinary. Maybe it doesn't seem like it's enough. But it is what God has given. And it is more than enough. Gideon thought that he was not enough to save and to deliver the people of Israel. And according to his own reason or strength, he was not. But it was the power of God that was with him, God himself who was with him. So also for our salvation, we could not and cannot earn or do these things for ourselves, but it is Christ who does them in our place and in our stead. It is Christ who takes the burden to give us liberty. It is Christ who suffers and dies to raise us up to eternal life. It is Christ who feeds. It is Christ who provides. It is Christ who forgives out of his pure grace and mercy by virtue of his obedience to the Father's perfect will. We are delivered and we are set at liberty, not by the strength of man or by the weapons he wields, but by the power of God in Jesus Christ, who has given his life for ours, that we may live in him who lives again. In Jesus' name, amen.